President Bush is in Asia trying to enlist greater cooperation against terrorism from governments there. He emphasized security concerns during a two-day Pacific Rim Economic Summit in Bangkok and in a brief visit to Singapore today. The president's next stop is Indonesia. He's chosen Bali, the site of a deadly terrorist attack last October, as the backdrop for meetings with Indonesian President Megawati Sukarno-Putri and moderate Muslim clerics. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is traveling with the president and joins us now from Singapore. Vicky, the centerpiece of this trip to Asia for the president was the annual summit of Asia-Pacific leaders, known as APEC. Did the president get what he wanted there on security issues?
Administration officials say that they're quite pleased with the final communique from APEC. As you know, the organization was founded for the purpose of promoting free trade, but the United States went to Bangkok trying to convince the other members that in the age of terrorism, you can no longer separate security from economic growth and prosperity. The final declaration, which was issued yesterday in Bangkok, calls for greater efforts to dismantle terrorist groups that threaten APEC economies. It also emphasizes the need for better export controls and other steps to stop the spread of dangerous weapons, specifically shoulder-fired missiles that can be used against commercial airliners. So the president did seem to get, you know, some language on security.
There was also a lot of discussion there in Bangkok about nuclear proliferation by North Korea. Did APEC take any formal action on that?
No, it was kept in the realm of discussion only. There's no mention of North Korea in the final communique, unlike last year's declaration. But the host of the summit, that's Thai Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, in his closing remarks at the summit, said that APEC supports the continuation of six-party talks with North Korea aimed at keeping the Korean Peninsula nuclear-free. And I should add here that President Bush used the presence of North Korea's neighbors at the summit to sound out China, Japan, Russia, and South Korea on a new diplomatic strategy aimed at resolving the problem. Basically, it involves possibly giving North Korea a joint security guarantee in writing, but something less than the formal non-aggression treaty that the North has been demanding as a condition for resuming the talks.
Now, we mentioned that after Bangkok, the president went on to Singapore, where he met with the president, Goh Chok Tong. What came of that meeting?
U.S. officials say it was a chance to reinforce U.S. relations with Singapore, which they say have improved considerably since September 11th because of Singapore's cooperation on terrorism. Since September 11th, 2001, Singapore has arrested several dozen suspected Islamic militants. The arrests have been made as part of an investigation of a plot to blow up Western targets here, including the U.S. embassy. President Bush was only in Singapore for one night, but it was an important stop because of increasing terrorist threats in this part of the world.
And now he's headed for Indonesia. What is the message for President Megawati at that meeting in Bali?
He's going to encourage her to put pressure or more pressure on militant Islamic groups in Indonesia, which are a source of increasing concern, especially since the attacks last year on two nightclubs in Bali. Those attacks killed over 200 people. Most of them were foreigners, and the attacks had a terrible impact on tourism, which is vital to Indonesia's economy. Cracking down on militant Islamic groups is difficult for Megawati. Indonesia is the world's most populous Muslim nation. There also is a lot of anti-American sentiment in Indonesia. So Megawati really needs all the encouragement that she can get. And the president undoubtedly will tell her the same thing that he told people at the APEC summit, which is that terrorism is not just a human tragedy, but a disaster for national economies, including Indonesia's.
And given those attacks last October, there's a lot of concern about the president's security during this trip.
Yes, there is, and especially in Bali, so much so that he's only staying on the island for 4 hours. The White House also decided not to take the White House press plane to Bali. Most of the traveling press corps will meet up with the president at his final stop on this trip, which is Australia.
Okay, thank you, Vicky.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara traveling with the president.